Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Well, let's see here. What's on the menu today? Bad moon rising. Fellow calls himself Jesus and Satan. Talk about identity confusion. Amputates his leg in front of his five-year-old daughter. What's that about? TikTok nose ring daughter of Satan describes a fantasy abortion party, serving up fetal juice and fetus cakes to her guests. I guess these are representations of that. It looks like to me the spirit that moves these youngins to view babies as food is kind of creating a wave. Newsom has become a Bible thumper. He uses the Bible to promote his agenda, just like Satan did. And he has signed a bill legalizing the use of human remains as compost. Kid you not? Now, folks, you can fertilize your garden with grandma. Science deniers. Stacey Abrams denies baby's heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks. She has decreed it to be true, so it must be so. She says fetal heartbeats are manufactured sounds designed to give men the right and the power to control a woman's body. Mm-hmm. And on the border, Venezuela empties prisons and sends them to our border. What's this? Send us your prisoners? Jared takes a shot at Soros' primary target and criticizes DeSantis' treatment of illegal crossers. I'll explain why I agree, why I don't. Demented Dems are killing young Republicans. Literally. We'll look at that story in a moment. Pandemic. Biden declares it's over. Karine Jean-Pierre wants us to understand this statement in context. 27 million have been jabbed so far, and we're not told how many of these got placebo during this massive natural experiment using humans as their lab rats. Big news for the brain masseur. Von Gino heard our calls for FBI whistleblowers, yuck, yuck, to step up and speak out. Did you catch his interview with the FBI whistleblower who was like, well, blowing his whistle? Revealing the internal shenanigans of FBI corruption? Good stuff. I'll explain why I have some questions. How do I know Von Gino was touched by the brain masseur? Well, haven't you noticed the Bongino announcer making references to getting your brain massage? Well, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. I'm only joking, of course, folks. No offense taken. Love the Bongino. All right, my friend. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Bad mood rising. No one born in this century, or the last for that matter, can fail to think of the Creedence Clearwater Revival, and most would remember the songwriter John Fogerty, self-described liberal, by the way, who wrote Weeping in the Promised Land in 2020, riding the wave of the 2020 BLM Antifa riots, in which a song, according to most libs, he identifies Trump as Pharaoh in his lament, and he throws all of his sympathy behind the Orange Man Bad movement, it appears to me. Now, this might be supported by his protest against Trump using his song, Fortunate Son, which, actually, was a fitting song for Trump in his rallies, since he was taking on the establishment. And that's what that song's about. I mean, this establishment crowd that makes wars for thee and not for me. Funny how a fellow who protested war and all its evils would hate the guy, the one president in my lifetime, surely, who did not get us embroiled in one, and by design avoided it, and in fact, who initiated negotiations that led to the Abraham Accords. Trump's a man of peace. the greatest movement toward peace in the Middle East since Israel became a nation again. One line in Fogarty's Weeping in the Promised Land explains the dilemma. In fact, Fogarty opens with it. Just like his fellow libbers, Fogarty is poisoned with lies. But alas, no. I'm not referring to Fogarty's Bad Moon Rising. Even though the lyric is full of prophetic warnings fitting for a Bible-preaching fella, and an apropos exhortation for our day. But I have in view another use of the expression. Jonathan Mayberry's Bad Moon Rising, book 3 in his trilogy Pine Deep, described as a horrifying novel of the evil that monsters and men do. One described it as an archetype story of the constant battle between good and evil. But really, if that's what you're looking for, get God's War, Scheidbach. That's the way you need to search it. Anywhere you buy books, you'll find it. I see a bad moon rising, portending foul weather and vile deeds of monsters and men. See the monsters in the men. Here's a fellow, what calls himself Jesus and Satan. And again, talk about identity confusion. So he amputates his leg in front of his 5-year-old daughter. How weird is that? I mean, beyond weird, that's over into, like, just demonic. TikTok nose ring daughter of Satan describes a fantasy abortion party, serving up fetal juice and fetus cakes, as she put it, to her guests. I guess the spirit that moves these youngins to view babies as food is generating something of a wave in our country today. Oh, and then there's this. Shannon Brandt, 41 years old, a Democrat, got into an argument with Kayler Ellingson, an 18-year-old conservative Republican. And the Democrat decided to end the debate by striking the young man with his car, killing him. Yeah, he dialed 911 to report that a Republican extremist who was taunting Shannon to go after him, following what the New York Post said was an unspecified political argument. According to this article in the New York Post, Brandt explained to the police he killed Kayler, quote, because he was part of a Republican extremist group, end quote. Hatred, by the way, is an open door to demonic possession. Here's a board-certified psychiatrist and professor of clinical psych at New York Medical College who has been exploring the strange experiences of some patients for which there is no medical explanation. For some of the weird stuff that comes up, he was encountering stuff like somebody suddenly bursting out in perfect Latin when it was known they didn't know that language or other languages. Or telling him stuff about how his mother died that was not possible for that person to know. And knowledge of where certain persons were at when that was impossible for them to know unless some entity revealed it to the host. He did not describe any green ectoplasm splattering out of their mouth or their head turning 360 degrees. And although he confessed he never saw levitation, multiple reputable witnesses, he tells us, have reported this to him. So, you know, once one such reputable witness that I knew, someone I had zero reason to believe was lying to me about this, described to me attending some spiritualist meeting, and he said that he watched an ashtray levitate and move across the room. He was very impressed by this. I asked him, did that impress you? He looked at me surprised, as if, well, of course. And he wondered what I could mean. I said, well, watch this. And I picked up a glass that was sitting next to me, and I walked across the room and I set the glass down on another table across the room. I looked at him and said, so, is that a big deal? He sputtered, yeah, but this thing, it just levitated off the table and floated across the room. I told him, hey, there's plenty going on right now in this room, in the physical realm, that you can't see. A spirit carrying an ashtray is a silly attempt to pick your curiosity and seduce you down a path that leads to their control. Now, I know a story where an angel walked into a prison, straight through the prison bars, poked Peter on the side, told him to get up and follow him out. Yeah, angels do stuff, friend. Really not a big deal. Anyway, this psychiatrist has come to realize he's dealing with something that transcends the physical biologics coursing through muscle and brain tissue. He said there is more demon possession in this world than people realize. And he said, it's on the rise. All the documentation is here in my notes. That was 2016, by the way. As I predicted many years before, if we continue in our current trajectory as a culture, before long, we're going to witness open displays of demonic possession like it was in Jesus' day. We seem to be cycling back, you know, to how it was in this world when Christ came to break the power of Satan. Demon, or better, devil-possessed men in graveyards, growling like dogs, raging like bears, possessed of, breaking their chains easily, possessed of so many devils they took the name together as Legion, our children suddenly throwing themselves into water to drown or into fire to burn, and sometimes wallowing on the street or floor in our malls or markets. You know, we're heading there. A culture that opens its doors to Satan invites his devils into the lives of its children. Never heard about the sanctification of the believer's children? Something to look into. Of course, I have no time to flesh all of this out here. In fact, I'm up against the clock on this first segment. I'll have to wrap it up on this point and pick up the rest on the other side of the break. The more common open manifestations of devils is manifest in the rages of the heathen in vicious blasphemy against Christ. We will not have that man reign over us, that kind of thing. And his saints, by the way. And in vile expressions of satanic appetite. Satan hates the image bearer and desires to wipe them off the planet and delights to corrupt the souls of men into grotesque distortions of the most basic human values. Like this TikTok dame who fantasizes about aborting her baby and throwing a party to celebrate it with images of drinking fetal fluids and eating fetal remains. What? Remember the little girl, a teen, at an abortion rights rally, holding a sign that said, "Fetus equal tasty treat." You've got to be kidding me. You might think these people cannot be taken seriously, but seriously, folks, this is where the debate is headed. It's already started. Remember a recent episode, Soylent Green, one of the Brain Massage shows, focus on that issue of cannibalism? It's literally being introduced now in a positive way. Dawkins, he's advocating for it. He says the only thing in the way is essentially our silly notions about morality. It's so bizarre, from preaching taboo against eating the flesh of animals, turning around to encourage the eating of human beings. From ChristianJournal.net, cannibalism is on the rise. Chef slices people's flesh and feeds it to them. Yeah. That's a headline. Yeah, this is something Facebook is okay with, I guess, but that's another matter. This performance artist, 33-year-old fella called Arters, held a Facebook Live event called Eschatology, of all things, at a posh museum in Latvian capital, Riga. He thin-sliced some flesh from the backs of two assistants, placed this in a frying pan, and then fed it to them. What? When viewers protested and contacted law enforcement, the higher powers, you know, the ones the Bible says we are called to wrestle and resist? Well, they dropped the case, saying, "We cannot find anything illegal about the practice of cannibalism on public display." Okay. But they can sure find all kinds of problems with other things and pull you off and deplatform you. Closer to home, Maryland sheriff reports a 21-year-old student admits to murdering his roommate and then eating his heart and part of his brain. Newsom has signed a bill legalizing the use of human remains as compost. You see where this degradation of the sanctity of human life is leading us? Now you can fertilize your garden with grandma. Hard to leave this kind of just hanging there before I go to break. So please understand, what I'm bringing out here are extreme examples that illustrate where this is all headed. You can track the rise of this evil right along with the decrease or the fall of Christian influence in our nation. The trend has been to leave the Lord's church, which is the pillar and ground of His truth in every community, and to instead embrace the lies of secular humanists. Repent. Yeah, I'm not kidding around here, folks. Repent and turn to Christ Jesus before it is too late and God releases this nation into the full power of hell. For every nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. Psalm 9:17. Hold on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back. By God's war. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world, and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at. books@dbp.com, and there you can order for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do, and search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, S-C-H-E-I-D-B-A-C-H. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. So Newsom has become a Bible thumper? Bible thump alert? He uses the Bible just like Satan did. You've seen the billboards promoting California's wicked passion for providing abortion to those who live in states where abortion access has been lately limited. One sign tells passersby they can depend on California to stand by their right to murder their babies. Of course, it isn't worded quite like that under the slogan, which hides the bloody business of abortion behind the whitewashing of deceptive language about a woman's right to choose. And I don't mean to suggest they're not serious about a woman's right to choose. They are. I'm just saying that it's monstrous to suggest a mother has the power to choose whether her baby lives or dies. The baby is not her body. A DNA test will make that very clear. But my interest in this at present is Newsom's virtual invitation for us to get into the Bible on this topic. So he quoted Mark 12:31 on his campaign billboard, and it says, in the version he used, "Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these," quote unquote. The citation he gives on the billboard is Mark 12:31. Well, right off, I don't recognize the version. I've looked at several. I can't find the one that reads this way, but it says it's effectively the same thing. Maybe it's some Newsom staffer paraphrase, you know. Perhaps he'll write a new Bible. But it's clear the intention was to quote the Bible. I suppose, however, that since they cited Mark 12:31, whatever version they used as a reference includes verse 30, you think? And the rest of the Bible? Where we are told to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, which is the first commandment. Surely the second is subordinate to the first. You can't legitimately interpret the second commandment in a manner that violates the first, right? I mean, loving our neighbor must come under the restrictions or within the restrictions against stuff like, well, about murder. I mean, things are really getting strange out there, but certainly we have not crossed a line now where we think that you can love your neighbor by killing him or her. And the baby is without any question the nearest, and we would expect dearest, neighbor to any mother, surely. So I want to thank Mr. Newsom for inviting us to contemplate the teaching of Scripture on this matter, and I intend to take him up on the invitation, but I'll have to RSVP that for my next show because I've got to address other matters right now. So, however, on a related topic, Stacey Abrams denies that a baby's heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks. She says fetal heartbeats are manufactured sounds designed to give men the right to control a woman's body. Wow. Well, thank you, Stacey, for bringing this front and center in our current election year debate. By the way, any so-called conservative Republican who tries to tell you to brush this aside, don't get focused on that. Let's focus on what really matters. You know, killing babies in the womb, they don't need to get boiled in that. You know, it's about the economy, stupid, this kind of thing. Watch out for that. Such a person is either sadly deceived, blinded by those spirits I talked about in the first segment, or just flat out wicked and power drunk on stupid. Our economic problems are symptoms of our spiritual problems. And we had better wake up and figure that out quick. Choose life, not death. That's God's command. We're going to wind up getting dropped into hell. So let's take a look at this. First, Kayleigh McEnany, and on her Outnumbered program with her panel there, brought out, how about some misinformation labeling, you know? Not likely. Okay, so how about a little science here, shall we? We're told to follow the science. It turns out the heartbeat actually does begin at about 3 weeks. Yeah, the cells of the heart, the myocardium, begin to rhythmically contract at 3 weeks. You can begin recording the heartbeat with ultrasound equipment at between 5 to 6 weeks using transvaginal or Doppler scans. The medical establishment is pretty much given over to supporting abortion, is it not? Seems that way to me, or at least being quiet about it. I think someone said silence is violence. That Georgia jewel, Stacey Abrams, explains that this stuff about hearing the heartbeat of a 6-week-old fetus, which is Latin, by the way, for little child, not lump of flesh, was manufactured, she says, as a conspiracy to allow men to take control of women. That's the concern. I mean, aside from the outrageous science denying conspiracy theory that evil men have conspired to create a fake heartbeat in order to gain control of women. Well, that sounds nefarious. You can see the bald guy petting a cat right now, can't you? I thought it was interesting that she's worried about men getting control of women. Honey, and I've got some southern roots, you lost that war long ago. Men, dearie, totally own you, girl. Men dominate women in ways today they could never have gotten away with back in the Ozzie and Harriet days. Now women get to leave their children in someone else's care while they trot off to do battle in the workaday world. Hold on, I'm only getting started here. Now a guy knocks up a girl and simply, well, just walks away. Zero accountability, zero responsibility. It all falls on you, honey. You gave up the only thing you had to bind a man to you and make him a virtual slave to you for the rest of your life. I don't have time to go into that. That's by God's design. That's fine. But you gave it up free, dearie. So he just walks away and goes on to find another one willing to just give it up, you know, if you loved me, right? Well, what about the man? What about if the man loves the woman? What about that? If a man loves a wife? So you have succeeded at creating a culture that allows the man to own you. So he leaves you with the only choice you think you have, which is not true, but you think so, which is to kill the baby. Good. Makes you the murderer, right? Well, no, he is too. But anyway, let's take it out on the innocent baby. Now, that makes a whole lot of sense. Ezekiel 18 would beg to differ. It's a man's world, honey. You deal with it. You created it. You go to the Planned Parenthood abortuary. You deal with the emotional conflict of the whole ordeal. He's not going to come at the guy with the scalpel and insert it into his private parts and do any cutting. You have no idea how many women are damaged in this procedure every year. They hide that. They hide that even better than they hide vaccine adverse reactions. Oh, yeah. But it's in the thousands, honey. So listen, Georgia Jewel, girl, the man, he owns you. It's a man's world, let me tell you. They get theirs, then leave you with all the consequences. Now, men can walk into your privy, too, at will. You know what that is? That's your restroom. Sure, just call himself a girl, right? And well, there you go. He can walk into your dressing rooms. Too bad for you. Listen, dearie, it's a man's world. He gets to do whatever he wants to do. And he'll leave all the misery and the shame and the embarrassment and everything else. He'll just lay it on you. He doesn't carry any guilt or shame or remorse. He's a piece of garbage. And you feed yourself to him. So now he can walk into your sports or athletics program and just take over. Hey, a little sissy, you know, who places 478th or something like that in men's swimming, which, by the way, is not any kind of particular shame. But for this guy, you're right? Yeah, he decides he's a girl, and now, hey, he's number one, man. And he took that from a woman. He just took it. It's a man's world, honey, and you made it that way. One of the saddest things to come out of this anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-patriarchy nonsense, anti-Christ nonsense, is the oppression and total subjugation of women in our culture. I'll have to address the rest of this tonight during our Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. See me live tonight on the Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California Facebook page. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline at 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless and save America. And I will see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. For many years, Satan had Christians deceived into believing they were not supposed to speak up on social or political issues. We bought the lie that we had no say, that the world belonged to Satan, and that we had no right to impose our morality onto others. This ruse worked so well that today, the secularists impose their morality on all of us. Christians are being systematically pushed to the sidelines and denied their divinely endowed inalienable rights. This book exposes Satan's lies and shows the truth that the earth belongs to Jesus Christ, not Satan. In fact, Satan has no legitimate right to rule the earth. It belongs to the King, and his name is Jesus. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Choose wisely. It's God's war. And we are his soldiers. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.